The Bahraini regime steps up its crackdown on anti-government protesters ahead of the upcoming Formula One Grand Prix. The violence comes as Bahraini demonstrators protest Sunday's race by putting up roadblocks and barricades of burning tires. Several people have been arrested in the latest round of violence in the capital, Manama. The protesters say holding the Formula One race in Bahrain will legitimize the Al Khalifa regime and its oppression of the people. The Persian Gulf Kingdom has been rocked by a popular uprising since 2011. Scores of people have been killed and many more put behind bars since then. Well, to give us more insight on that story, we're joined by Middle East expert Mr. Kamal Wazni, who's joining us from the Lebanese capital, Beirut. Mr. Wazni, there's been no let-up in the brutal crackdown by the Al Khalifas. Please give us your views on the continued clampdown on the peaceful protests and also about the persistence of the resistance.
Well, obviously, the Khalifa families still continue their crimes against their own people. The people of Bahrain went out to demand a new constitution, a new democracy, a new path for freedom where everybody is equal. I think that does not suit the royal family in Bahrain because they held the power for a very long time and they kept it for themselves. Basically, what we see here, they try to get attention that everything is normal in Bahrain. Nothing is normal in Bahrain because this is a government, apartheid government, cracking down on its own people, discriminating against its own people, killing innocent people, putting doctors, nurses in jails without due process. I think if they think that formula race will give them some legitimate, they are mistaken, and I think this is a speak not very good for the sponsor of this formula race car, because Bahrain is going through a major democratic revolution that wanted the people of Bahrain to have a stable democratic system where everybody is equal under the law, and it's not the royal family, the Khalifa family, choose who's good and who's bad and discriminate against its own people. I think those people who sponsor this race, they should be aware there are participants in crime against the Bahraini. If there any shred of dignity for those sponsors of this race, they should stop that race and go back where they come from, because there is a revolution taking place in Bahrain. That revolution, it is peaceful and wanted a democratic change, wanted a new Bahrain to have a civil society, not a dictatorship under the term of monarchy. It's time for the royal family to stop the crackdown and let the people have their own democratic state.
Mr. Wazni, the opposition has been critical of the Formula One Grand Prix in Bahrain. Let's say in the hypothetical situation that you had the chance to speak face-to-face to the F1 organizers, what message would you have for them?
Well, I'm going to say you have to look at the faces of those Bahraini who come to the street every day chanting for freedom and democracy. And you have to see for yourself that the government that you put in your hand is killing these people. If you want to be a partner in killing the Bahraini people, go ahead and proceed with the race. If you want to stop this madness, get out and go back and speak what is right for the country. People wanted freedom and justice, and this will happen eventually. I think anything short of that, I think you actually participating in this deadly attack against the Bahraini people.
Thank you very much. That was Middle East expert Mr. Kamal Wazni joining us from the Lebanese capital, Beirut.